Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Adam Kinzinger, I think quite a lot of him. He's a Republican from the Rockford, Illinois area, gerrymandered out of his seat by the Democrats down there. They threw him in with a right-wing Republican, so he'd have to fight him in a primary. And Adam Kinzinger has stood tall against Donald Trump. Adam Kinzinger has stood tall, voted to certify the election of Joe Biden, because Joe won fair and square. And he also serves on the January 6th commission. So the right-wing nuts in the Republican Party don't like him. And by throwing him in with a right-wing incumbent, two incumbents against each other, the Democrats ensured basically that one of them would lose. The problem is Adam Kinzinger would be the one that would lose. And so he's not running for re-election. I hope he has a long career in public service. This guy is terrific. He'd be great in the cabinet. And let me tell you something. There is a long tradition that every president appoints at least one member of his cabinet from the other party. So Adam Kinzinger would be a great addition to a Democratic candidate, to a cabinet, because he's the other party, but he has a lot of integrity. And he put out a statement yesterday, and he said, I want to call Tucker Carlson. I want him held to account for backing Putin. Quote, Adam Kinzinger said, quote, I want Tucker Carlson held to account for backing Putin. Now, I'm going to throw out a legal question to you. Even some, many of you may not be lawyers. I'm going to throw out a legal question and tell me what you think. When would it be legal, lawful, to arrest Tucker Carlson and execute him? When would that be lawful? Well, here's the answer. It would not be lawful to arrest Tucker Carlson now and execute him. That would not be lawful. Are there circumstances under which it would be? And the answer is yes. And what are those circumstances? During the Second World War, when we were fighting the Nazis and then the Japanese, who bombed Pearl Harbor in a sneak attack and acted like Nazis when they captured prisoners into civilian populations around the Pacific, there was a woman named Axis Sally and another one named Tokyo Rose. Axis Sally would go out on the radio and broadcast in perfect English because she is either American or British, demoralizing things to American troops. Axis Sally would go, surrender, GI, you're never going to win. Germany is going to win. You're going to be killed, you know, that kind of thing. Tokyo Rose would do the same thing. So GIs would be there and they'd be playing these pre-recorded things in perfect English. GI, do not get captured by the Japanese. You know what they'll do to you. You're going to get killed. They would lie and say, you know, your general died and the other one came over to our side. These were traitors. If we had captured them during the war, we would have arrested them. And if we had captured Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose during the World War II, we would have executed them. Now, there is a poet named Ezra Pound. Ezra Pound, look him up. It's the T.S. Eliot era back in the 20s. I'm not crazy about his stuff. Some scholars are crazy about his stuff. That's their business. But he was a traitor too. He was sort of like an Axis Sally. He was Axis Ezra, and he would, you know, mouth these things out. But it wasn't as widespread, and he was arrested and put in prison for doing that after the war, but they didn't have a necktie party for him. He just was in prison. And there was somebody like that in the Vietnam War. I don't know what they called her, Hanoi Hannah or something. And but the point is, when you're in the middle of a declared war and you have people on your own side siding with the enemy, that is not only demoralizing, but it is a powerful weapon of the enemy, and it's being directed against you by your own people. Now, on the Republican side, we have Tucker Carlson, who he has his program rebroadcast frequently on Russian state TV. And they represent it as the consensus among American broadcasters. Putin is good. He's doing the right thing. Zelensky's bad. This is just an action to get rid of Nazis, that kind of thing. That's the Russian idea. And Carlson is a little slipperier about it. Madison Cawthorn, who is a congressman from North Carolina, came out the other day saying, Putin is good. Zelensky is a thug. Zelensky is corrupt. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'd like to say the most despicable member of the Republican Party, but then you have Lauren Boebert and Paul Gosar, and Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan and Mo Brooks. Matt Gaetz, I mean, where do you start? Where do you start? She came out and said that Putin's good. Zelensky's a thug and a bad guy. Donald Trump came out and said Putin's a genius. He trusts Putin, doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. He said he's going to take us out of NATO. When would it be lawful to do something against these people criminally? Now, the answer, and I'm talking about from Trump to Madison Cawthorn, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Tucker Carlson. The answer is it would probably legally require that there be a formal declaration of war against Russia, which is not going to happen nowadays. You know, in the old days, there'd be a declaration of war. Two kings, one would, they'd have envoys, one would slap the other one in the face with a white glove or something. I'm not kidding. And they might duel. Then they go back, and about a week later, they get enough guys with broadswords. They go, I mean, that's the kind of thing they did. Nowadays, there's going to be a missile strike, and we're going to have 3 minutes to respond. So this is not going to be a declaration of war. It's our defense. But at some point, when do you take action against these people? And there are a lot of people, even in our own party, who go, well, Tucker Carlson is protected by the First Amendment. Oh, yes and no. Of course, he's protected by the First Amendment, like everybody else. But when there's a war going on, and this is a war, what he's in effect saying, what would have happened leading up to World War II? So the Japanese didn't bomb us till December of 1941. The war in Europe started in 1939. Suppose in 1940, when it was pretty obvious we were going to get dragged into it, and Tucker Carlson, a malevolent individual, some gnarly individual, got on the TV or radio. Back then it would be radio, no TV, and said, Churchill's a thug, Hitler is a great guy. Now, even without a declaration of war, they would not have executed him. But even without a declaration of war, at the very least, there would be revulsion on the part of everybody in this country. And quite frankly, as we got closer to World War II, he would have been arrested for praising Hitler. Because here's the deal. When that has an effect, American soldiers get killed. We have Green Berets were training Ukrainians in Ukraine up until February. They were there in Lviv, in the western part of the country, Green Berets. We have troops on the Russian border, on the Belarus border, and on the Ukrainian border right now. Right now, these are all, troops in the United States. When you have a fellow traveler, a fifth columnist, a running dog of Vladimir Putin, endangering them, and that should merit arrest. One of them is Trump. One of them is Madison Cawthorn. One of them is Tucker Carlson. One of them is Marjorie Taylor Greene. There is a pro-Putin sentiment in the right of the Republican Party, and Adam Kinzinger was correct to call it out. So how do you get Tucker Carlson to account? One way is he has high ratings. People watch him. Now, do they watch him because they are voyeurs and want to look at a cadaver or a suffering human being? Or they like to look at car crashes? Or are they looking at him because they believe him? And one of the ultimate problems with enforcing what I'm talking about in a democracy If you have X percent of the democracy, say 30%, believing or following something because they've been lied to and they fall for it, that is a real split in your society and your democracy. So to answer Adam Kinzinger, the best way to hold him account right now legally could not be to arrest or execute him, but to make sure that people who look at his show are disgusted with him. Disgusted with him. Remember, he's the guy that said the FBI led the January 6th insurrection, that they cooked it up. That was an inside job. He's the guy that said that. You know, and any American who watches him is beneath contempt, unless they do it because they enjoy seeing a degraded human being. They enjoy seeing corruption and suffering. You know, there are some people like that. It's pretty sad. I don't like to hang with those kinds of people. But good for Adam Kinzinger. And there is a brief survey of Axis Sally, Tokyo Rose, Ezra Pound, Hanoi Hannah, Tucker Carlson, and his running dogs, Putin, Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Madison Cawthorn. Absolutely disgusting what is happening. To give you an idea, you'll never see this on Tucker Carlson. There is an oligarch who had Russian citizenship named, I don't have his name here. He's a strange guy. He paid intermediaries to paint swastikas on Ukrainian buildings in January and February and December, so that when Putin said he was going to denazify it, that was the evidence. Have you ever seen that on Tucker Carlson? That a guy who had Russian citizenship was in Ukraine, an oligarch close to Putin, a lot of money, pays people, criminals, to go around, put swastikas on buildings leading up to the invasion. Did you ever see that on Tucker Carlson? No, you never saw that on Tucker Carlson. Never saw that on Tucker Carlson. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.